Ireland's classic hits. How are you doing? It is Trina Mari here, something for the weekend. And on the line, we have got Elaine Granger, who is a UK-based Irish casting director, and Emer Reynolds, who is a director of a brand new Irish movie that we've got to tell you all about, because somebody in your household could be the star of this new movie. Welcome, ladies. You're very welcome to the show.
Delighted. Thank you.
Well, come here. First of all, have you anything for a 3.5-year-old? Because I've just spent the last while doing about 5 costume changes. We've been Elsa from Frozen. We've been Ariel from The Little Mermaid. We've done it all in the last few minutes.
It's never too early to start.
Is it true, actually, kids that work in movies earn an absolute fortune, do they?
Well, some can, yes, but not all children. It depends on how much work they've done before and the role and all the rest of it. But in comparison, I'd say to some adults' average salary, yes, it can be quite high. But not your average child. They don't earn a huge amount of money. They certainly earn more than their friends do on pocket money, but yeah, not a huge amount of money.
So tell me about this exciting new film that is going to be happening. It's going to be shooting in Kerry, isn't that right?
It's called Joyride, and it's written by a lovely local Kerry woman, Alva Keoghan. We're planning to shoot there in June, July and August this summer, and we are fortunate enough to have the incredible Oscar-winning actress Olivia Colman attached in the lead role of Joy.
Wow.
And who we're looking for now, thank you for having us on to talk to you about it, is we're looking to cast the role of Joy's co-star, who is a 13-year-old boy racer called Mully, and we're really putting a shout out now to try to find the perfect young boy for this role.
Wow, because this can be the way you find people, just out of the blue like that. It could be a child that has never done acting before, because sometimes you think, oh, they must have gone to a school of acting somewhere, and they have all these contacts and they have an agent and people looking out for jobs for them. Not always the case.
No. And it can be very exciting this way, I think you'd agree, Emer, to find an exciting young boy who, and sometimes more interesting, because they don't have a preconceived idea of what they should or shouldn't do. It's far more raw. So absolutely, there's no necessity for anybody to have had previous experience. We just want to try out as many boys as want to put themselves forward, and we'll go through them. But this can be the really exciting way to find new talent, and often the way this great new talent is found.
Barry Keoghan, I mean, he just kind of came out of nowhere. And I know he was from Ballybock and kind of like the inner city, a disadvantaged area. And the talent was unbelievable. It was exactly that, the raw talent. I don't think there was that kind of stage school kind of, you know, jazz hands thing going on at all there.
Yeah, if you're really lucky, and hopefully we will find more than one, you know, a number of those young male actors who are out there, who have that natural instinct, the natural understanding of performance, that we will be able to, discover and find. And if it's fresh, raw talent like that, it's really, really exciting. I mean, not all young actors who are trained do have the jazz hands, obviously. You know, they can be incredible, incredibly gorgeous performers in there too. So really what we're trying to do is look and see and try and throw open the doors and find out if there is somebody we don't know about, we're dying to meet them.
Yeah. What are you looking for in particular? Do they have to have a certain look, like red hair or anything like that? Or do they have to have a special talent?
No, we're very open. I mean, the part is of a young 13-year-old boy from Kerry. So a kind of a rural accent would be preferable, but we're open to all accents, not necessarily Kerry. Dublin would work too, or Derry or Wexford, where he's playing 13, but we're looking for maybe anyone who can look 13. So maybe anyone from 11 to 16 that might have, those youthful looks. All he's described in the film as is having hamster cheeks. So hamster cheeks might be an advantage.
Because even when you think of the Paul Mescals of this world, I mean, he was from Kildare, but he did an amazing accent as well in it. So will they have to be able to put on an accent, or will they stick to their own accent?
Look, I think that's still to play for. We're not particularly, you know, overly interested in accent. We just want the perfect character. So if it's somebody who can do a passable Kerry or Munster accent, that'd be great. If it's somebody who's really, really comfortable with their own accent, that would also be great. Both will fit with our vision for the script.
I'm thrilled as well to hear that you're actually casting an Irish boy to play the part of an Irish boy, because so often UK actors or American actors or actors from anywhere else in the world are used to play Irish roles. So it's great to keep it at home, really.
Yeah, we're certain the whole country to see, can we find this boy, you know, and I'm sure we will. But by the same token, we have a little Irish girl about to play the lead in Matilda, you know what I mean? And Saoirse played the lead in Atonement. So it kind of goes both ways, I think, all the time. And it's just about finding the right person. But we're definitely searching Ireland, the breadth of the country, to try and find this little boy. And as Emer says, it's all about who he is and his personality. It's not about his look necessarily or his accent at this point. There's a certain character that Emer's looking for. And that's what's really important. And I know he's out there, so we just want everybody to write into us.
Can you talk me through exactly that? Like, what happens? How does a person get in touch or do their audition? I mean, it can be quite daunting, especially for somebody who's never done this before. So what happens?
Well, in this current climate, we can't go into casting rooms. We can't go into schools. We can't go to football clubs or drama groups, nothing like that, where you'd normally go and look for a little boy or a little girl if you're casting like this. So we have it out on all our social media, you know, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and everything, on the Elaine Granger casting sites for those. And we're doing the media like this, the radio, etc., to put it out there so everyone can hear it. And we can give you an email address, and I can give you the ad to put on your social media so people can find it. And they literally just have to email into us with their name, where they're based in Ireland, a recent picture, and any experience they may have had, and their age, and obviously a contact back to them, which would be a parent or a guardian, because we're talking about minors. Obviously, these would all be under 16.
Yeah.
So we would then get back to them and then ask them to self-tape. And when they're self-taping, we now know, like boys and girls and all of us, we all have an iPhone or a you know, a smartphone, and can record on that. And that's all we need. There's no big technical equipment needed or anything. We send a scene, and in the first instance, we just want to see them act out that scene. And so many children are used to that now. It's working really well. We've done it on another film just recently as well. And so we're lucky that the whole self-tape thing is there during this time of COVID. Otherwise, it would be impossible. It would be so hard.
That could be very handy going forward, though, as well, can't it? Because, I mean, it must be quite time-consuming normally when you're going through reams and reams of people to know straight away when you see a little clip, they're definitely a no or they're definitely a maybe.
Yes. It doesn't, I mean, Emer will tell you that as well. Sometimes when you're in the room, you can get a different take from somebody. So we are missing that little bit of contact. But in the first instance, this is all we can do right now. But in normal circumstances, you can be in the room. Like, even if I'm in there in the room in the first instance before Emer gets to meet the shortlist, I have a moment where I can just give them something to do a take again, and I can see, can they do something else with it? So in this scenario, we have to keep going back to them to get them to tape again. So it's actually a longer process, because you can end up with hundreds and hundreds of tapes, which I'm sure we will in this case, and go through them. But, you know, it's still possible. We've done it already. Every casting director in the world is doing it right now. We've had to for the last year.
That's how your Saturday nights are spent. It's not like you're going anywhere else, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. When you say somebody like Olivia Colman is attached to this movie, I mean, she is just massive right now, really, isn't she? And I adored her in The Crown as well. Working with her is pretty exciting too.
Yeah, it's totally unbelievable and wonderful that she's attached. She's a wonderful person, and she read the script and came on board pretty quickly after reading it a couple of years ago when we approached her, because the part of Joy is so strong and the script is so gorgeous. And we're so honoured and privileged to have her joining us. So it's a very exciting time for us all.
It's almost better for you as well, I think, that it's going to be a 13-year-old boy. Can you imagine if you were casting what looks like a 13-year-old girl? Because all the girls who are 13 look about 22 now, with all the makeup and everything. I'm thinking on my own family, the girls in the family, the fake tan and the nails and the hair and everything done. You'd never think they were as young as they are.
No, it's different, actually. It is true. The boys have a great innocence about them still at that age, which is great. But yeah, girls look very grown up. And it is amazing. You know, even and lots of things that we all would have seen, you'd be surprised at how old the children are that were playing the role. So it just has to, we just all have to buy into it. That's the whole point. Kind of ignore the age that the child is and just buy into the age that we want to see on screen. I think that's what you want, Emer, isn't it? It's not about how, the actual age. It's about what we see.
Exactly. And if we, you know, he's a kind of a, it's a really rewarding and but challenging part. You know, he's a troubled little lad. He's a boy racer who steals a car, you know, and he starts in a very interesting place from where he ends up through the course of the film and through his relationship and getting to know Joy as they go on this kind of strange little road movie together. So it's really about feeling for him and feeling his innocence and you know, what a child experiences.
Fantastic role, isn't it, Emer? I mean, he will have a lot to do and it will be a challenge, but it's a dream of a role for any actor, any age, in my view. These two are fantastic roles, both Joy and Mully. That's why Olivia came on board so quickly.
Yeah.
It's beautifully written by Ava Keoghan. And so I think this is just a dream of a role. I'd say if Barry Keoghan was years younger, he'd be jumping at it.
He might turn up. You never know. He could turn up. He'll have Colin Farrell and everything turning up because it's been so quiet of late in the movie world, hasn't it? What happens then in terms of the filming? I know you mentioned it's going to happen in Kerry during the summertime. Because it is a minor, does the parent go with the child for the entirety, or how does it work?
Yeah, generally a parent or a guardian or would be with the child for the whole time, but they will have to have a what's called a chaperone. So there's many child actors who travel around the world acting and they don't have either parent with them, but they have what's called a chaperone. And that chaperone is either somebody that they know, could be a grandparent or an auntie or a brother or sister, as long as they're old enough, or it's a hired chaperone. People do that as a job. They're hired by the company. But yeah, there's always going to be somebody with the child.
That's a job. I could totally do that job and hang around movie sets. What else have you been working on, Elaine? Are productions and things, are they still, like the casting is still happening, I assume?
Yeah, the casting kicked off again. I mean, it was all very quiet for a while during the first lockdown, but I was still doing stuff in that time for another Irish film, actually, which was brilliant because you had that time to really do a search. And so there's that filming and then there's more productions going on in the UK. And then there's another film which will hopefully shoot in October with Pierce Brosnan and Helena Bonham Carter again coming to Ireland to shoot. And then there's another TV series which hopefully shoot in Ireland. And then there's other productions that will shoot in Europe and in the UK. So it's all kicked off again, in all honesty, I think, because the world is starting to come out of COVID and everyone's been vaccinated. And even though the film industry has worked continuously over the last 6 months in Europe and Ireland and England and very safely with a lot of very, very strict guidelines, it's just getting easier, I think, as we get into the summer, because we're all hoping a lot more people will be vaccinated and hopefully numbers and figures and everything will be down. But production is definitely ramping up all over the world again. So it's getting very busy, which is great for all the actors and all the crew and everybody.
Well, I'm very lucky, Elaine. As part of my job, I've interviewed probably everybody in Hollywood at this point. Everyone always wants to know about who you've met and who you've spoken to and who was the nicest and who was horrible to you. Do the big stars have to audition as well, or do they just get the call saying you have the job?
No. As Emer will tell you, they just get the call, don't they? And we say, please, would you like to do this job?
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a few rising stars who've auditioned of late because they've absolutely loved some of the scripts and they've said, listen, I'm prepared to audition for this. I really want it. But no, the major stars, you just go to them with the script and offer it to them and hope they say yes, actually. So, because they'll be sort of key to the whole thing moving forward.
Yeah, so they're the ones who are telling me, I read the script and I really love the script. Those ones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Jeez, you can tell I'm not an actor with that accent. Elaine is going, we're not getting this one in, no matter what. Yeah. So brilliant. So listen, give me out the email now. Tell me how we can get in contact and we'll put all the details up in our social media as well. But you might as well tell us while you're on as well.
So the email address is egirishfilm@gmail.com. That's egirishfilm@gmail.com. So you just email into that with your name, where you're based in Ireland, a recent photograph, your age, any acting experience you may or may not have, as we say, it's not important, and a little bit about yourself if you want to, and a contact address and maybe telephone number for your parents' email address so that we can get back in touch. And then we will get back to everybody and whoever's right, we'll get them to tape a scene and go from there.
Okay, and the closing date
the email address in the first instance. Sorry?
The closing date on that?
Well, we're trying to get as many of the submissions in by the end of next week as possible. And we're starting taping already, you know, we're already out to people. So we've started the process, but we know that tapes will continue and suggestions will continue to trickle in over the next 2 weeks, we imagine.
Yeah.
Because we start filming on the 21st of June, so
okay.
And we need rehearsals and everything. So we do want to find this little boy as soon as possible.
So the time is ticking. There's no time like the present. Do it today. There's no excuse. As you say, everyone has a phone on them where they can take a picture, you know? So
exactly.
Do it today.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, please. And I do say that, do it today, because when I was casting the last little boy, we found him on the last day. So because somebody had suddenly went, oh, I never emailed you about that. Absolutely, don't leave it on the long finger. Please email us today and we'll get on to it then from there.
Can I end on a question for both of you? You can both answer this one. First of all, to Emer, how do you become a movie director? And also then for Elaine Granger, how do you become a casting director?
Well, these days there are extremely good college courses in film production and in TV production and, you know, film studies all over the country. So I would recommend any young girl or boy who's interested in working in film as a director or in any capacity, a cinematographer, composer, editor, you know, to really think about that when you finish school, maybe take a course in communications or in film studies, where you learn about all the practical side of filmmaking and all the theory, watch all sorts of wonderful old Russian films and really understand all about storytelling in the film area, in the film arena. And then, if you're lucky, most film directors work their way up through the crafts. You know, they learn to be an actor, or they learn about script writing or on the floor as a, you know, working in camera department or design and really working your way up and learning as much as you can and keep hoping, keep believing.
And I guess as well, Emer, it's about, you know, making a good impression on people and not burning bridges, not being a bit of a nightmare to work with, because it's a small enough industry, even though it's a big industry, it's small. So you don't want people to go, she's a pain in the backside, let's not work with her, you know?
The truth, I think, is you'll often get, you know, a hand maybe for a break. You might find somebody who'll give you a chance at working at a film or working in an office or in a production. And really, the next step is up to you. If you're dutiful and you're punctual and you work hard and you really impress people and you're hardworking and trustworthy, you'll go really far. And if you don't, you won't.
And Elaine, how'd you become a casting director?
There's very few courses, actually. We all land here by mistake, don't we, Emer? But no. it's become far more something that people aim to do. There was a time where people didn't really even know about casting directors. You know what I mean? That's not that long ago, or know about getting into the job. You suddenly find out about it as you sort of get more into film, etc. There's now some more courses that are doing casting, more so in the UK. I don't think there's anything in Ireland that are introducing casting courses, but a lot of the time it's going in and working for another casting director as an assistant and working your way up. But a lot of people have come from other areas in film and they've worked on a film set and realized, actually, casting is what I'd really like to do. Or they were an agent, or they went to drama school and they were an actor. And actually, an awful lot of casting directors come from sort of that kind of background. They know that side of it and the acting and the performance and are in love with film and TV and theatre and always have been, etc. But if you want to do it, it's about, like Emer says, going to work for somebody and showing your interest and working hard. But, you know, there are some courses in the UK, but I'd say it's more about working for somebody and getting the practice in an office, etc.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how even when we think about, you mentioned about the agents there, we still think of that one in Friends, Joey Tribbiani's agent. Joey, I got a job for you. Do you remember?
Now we're thinking of the French. They're all beautiful French people from Call My Agent.
That's right.
A very good one.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Well, listen, the best of luck finding the right boy for this role. And I'm sure our listeners will be on to you straight away. There's plenty of 13-year-old boys, or the age is really 11 to 14.
16, probably. 11 to 16. If they can play,
if they can play 13-year-old, perfect. All the details you're going to put up on our social media, so you can get it there if you've got someone in mind. And thanks very much for coming on the show. Hopefully we might talk to you again when the movie is out or when you have the boy. What do you think?
Absolutely. That'd be brilliant.
Great. Thanks, ladies. I was going to say thanks, girls. We're a bit beyond that. Thanks, ladies. This is
Thank
something
you.
For the weekend. It's Ireland's Classic
Thank
Hits.
You, Trina.